be clear, certainly each county faces different challenges. Some of our western counties are just, you know, strictly a population base. There's just not enough people, and you couldn't raise enough taxes to solve some of their issues. But, you know, I think specifically what we're looking at over here on the east side is raising the alcohol tax, and it sounds like they're going to talk about a proposal to take the cap off of property taxes so they can raise them to unlimited. That was what I thought I saw. It came out of the resolutions of their meeting, so I guess we'll see what comes forward as possible legislation.
What do you think the sentiment's going to be for removing the cap on property taxes?
Boy, I'm suspicious that might be met with some resistance. I guess I personally don't believe any tax should be unlimited. I certainly think it's worthy of discussion probably every year as different state and county entities face challenges. You know, certainly you got to look at everything and, I guess, reevaluate. But, boy, unlimited, I guess I'm not supportive of that at this time unless there's some, you know, magic plan that I'm not thinking of that I can be sold on.
Kello News Time is 7:12. Senator Tim Rabe of Baltic joins us on the line this morning. As far as the alcohol tax, the proposal that at least counties were initially talking about would be 50% going to counties, 50% going to the state. And I know the need here in Minnehaha County, the big need they're saying is because of increased law enforcement costs. They've seen a big rise in felonies and just overcrowding at the jail, looking for more money for law enforcement. Where would you stand on that?
Well, I've never supported the alcohol tax increase in the past, and frankly, when you start looking at our tax rates compared to surrounding states, we proportionately are either right in the ballpark or higher than many of them. And, you know, in the past, it's always been kind of the nickel a drink proposal or some other variation of that. And when you actually add that up, it proportionally or percentage-wise, it's significantly higher than other surrounding states. And so we always have that argument about, well, gosh, if we do, you know, if we raise the tax on fill-in-the-blank cigarettes or whatever we've done in the past, they're going to run across the border and, you know, buy all their whatever across the border. In this case, it'd be alcohol. So I'm not sure if that argument holds true for other items. I'm not sure if it's worth raising it, as then they're going to run across the border, apparently, in Minnesota and buy all their alcohol. And so we would have no tax. So I'm not sure. I think it's worthy of discussion. We'll see what the proposal is and, you know, get all the information and make a good decision after that. But I, like I said, I've not supported it in the past, and I'd have to see a proposal that sold me on it before I'd even consider it coming up in this session.
14 minutes past 7. It's partly cloudy and 58 here at Kello. Senator Tim Rabe of Baltic joins us on the line this morning. One of the other things that's been in the news just within the past week is the school aid formula again, and some schools that feel that the formula really benefits, you know, some schools are receiving a lot of extra through the formula, others aren't, looking for something a little bit more equitable from the school aid formula.
Well, you know, I've been in the legislature 11 years this year, Greg, and you'll find this surprising. This is the first year we've ever talked about education funding out there. So,
it is a perennial debate in our state about education funding.
It is. You know, and it's not only our state. This is a challenge that every state faces. And frankly, if you start looking at some of the other states and the dilemmas they're in with education funding, we actually are doing a pretty good job. We're not talking about closing schools and some of those other challenges that they have. But we, you know, I think the formula itself, and I think if I remember reading the article that you're referring to correctly, was referred to as actually a fairly equitable formula. What they're talking about are those other monies. And so some counties have pipelines. Some counties have, you know, gas lines that come through, they get money from that. There's, of course, the traffic tickets. There's the bank franchise tax that stays in the local county. You start throwing all those in. Yeah, some counties do receive more than others, but, of course, that's either local or business-generated money in that area, not a different number coming from the state. And so, well, we've had that argument many times. I don't see where you're always going to have winners and losers and significant winners and losers. And in that scenario, what I've found historically is there's not a lot of people jumping on that bandwagon, you know, especially the guys that are losing in their district to say, ah, you know what, that's fine. Take half our school aid money and give it to somebody else. We're happy with that. So, you know, typically that's a difficult argument to win. But we'll see what happens and what proposal they have to make that, you know, fair if that's the road they decide they would like to go down.
As we were visiting with Representative Bernie Hunoff on Friday, one of the things he talked about and obviously sounded like he has an interest once again this year to try to get the state to fully fund that the formula. He's concerned about the cuts of a couple of years ago and that education continues to lag behind. What's your reaction to that?
Well, first of all, I don't think the formula would ever be fully funded according to, you know, folks receiving the money. Like I said, I've been there long enough to know if we put, I don't know, fill in the blank, $300 million in there, that would be fine for this year. And next year, there'd have to be $300 million plus, you know, 3%. And so, I think that's, whether there's enough money or not, I think you have to look at each different district and scenario, and that's why the people of the state send us out there every year to make those difficult decisions. We have this amount of money to spend, and do we spend how much on education, how much taking care of the sick people that can't afford to take care of themselves, how much do we spend on corrections, and those correction officers and highway patrolmen are out there working hard. You know, everybody's doing a tough job, and to try and divvy up a limited amount of dollars. That's the process. That's why we go out there and have those discussions. So
it's 18 minutes past 7. State Senator Tim Rave of Baltic joins us this morning. Knowing that the legislative session is still a few months off here, Tim, what do you expect are going to be some of the biggest issues this coming year?
Well, it certainly looks like the county issues are going to come up, and we'll have some significant debate about that. It'd be interesting to see what they come up with from this school funding formula task force. So kind of looking at some of that, I'm actually sitting on the Medicaid task force, and what we did all summer was look at the pros and cons of expanding Medicaid and the ramifications that would have on our state and the citizens. And so the final report on that actually comes out next week, and it's not going to be a recommendation for or against, but an informative paper, so kind of a white paper on all the pros and cons of what it does in our state. So obviously that topic will come up during session. You know, I think there'll be, you know, obviously the perennial big ones, but I think on top of that, you'll see some nuances to that. So that's going to be a plateful right there. Those four or five items are going to take up a lot of time and a lot of gray matter trying to figure that all out.
Oh, yeah, just Medicaid alone. As you've gone through that process, what are maybe one or two of the things that you've learned that, you know, made the most impact on you?
Well, excuse me, certainly the healthcare systems are, you know, all doing their fair share in charitable care. And, you know, I guess whether you call it charitable care or bad debt, the number is still, you know, it still means the same thing. There's significant, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars sitting out there that they're never going to be reimbursed for. I mean, that's money that's just gone. And so, of course, that means the rest of us pick that up, whether that's through private pay or insurance. And then, of course, insurance premiums for most of us. And so, you know, it's a discussion worthy of having. I'm not sure that I'm not convinced that expanding Medicaid certainly is going to solve all of our problems, but it's been an informative process. I think a lot of people had their eyes open to just how much money is laying out on the table that our healthcare systems do throw in there, and that includes the nurse, you know, that's everything from nursing homes to emergency care to the hospitals. There's a lot of money that does never reimbursed, and people just don't think have a real grasp for that. So I think when people see that number, they're going to be a little shocked.